time now on WATD for our Tech Talk segment. We do it every week at this time. David Snell joins us from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob, and good morning, Beth.
Nice to have you on, David.
Thank you.
All right, so the topic this week is something, David, we covered this ground before about this antivirus Kaspersky software, right, and the connections to Russia?
We did. As of June 20th of this year, citing potential national security concerns, the Biden administration announced a ban on sales and software of Kaspersky, effective beginning September 29th, which was just 2 days ago.
All right. So what happened to Kaspersky? Because we know they were very big in this area. I feel like they had offices or at least some kind of headquarters or something in this area, David.
Yes, they did. As a matter of fact, and they've apparently laid everybody off that were working in that big building off of Route 128. So let's say if you were a Kaspersky user and you paid for the antivirus, and ask yourself, what would you think if something completely new and totally unknown appeared on your computer, and when you went to check it using the AV system you had purchased, that solution, that AV solution, was nowhere to be found on your computer?
What?
So, yeah, it's interesting. So what they did, they really messed up how they did this transition, Kaspersky.
Okay.
So they actually went and uninstalled Kaspersky and installed a new AV without asking you if you wanted that new AV. And that was it. They're done.
That would be it. Okay, so they said, we're just going to give you another product. Well, because, okay, so Kaspersky is the one that's associated with Russia, so the ban goes into place. You can't sell Kaspersky anymore in the U.S., and so what were we thinking was going to happen, that it would just kind of go away?
Well, what most people should have done would be to get a new antivirus application, decide on what you wanted, uninstall Kaspersky, and then install the new one. But for those folks who didn't proactively work through this, they woke up to a surprise that Kaspersky was gone, Ultra AV was installed, and the thing that really concerned most people, or most paying people, is that it became a continuing subscription relationship with Ultra AV, because all the entire U.S. subscriber database and all relevant billing information was sent to the new company.
Okay, so Kaspersky made a deal probably with this supplier, right?
Absolutely.
Why would they not disclose all of these changes, though? Because you said that they announced that they'd be closing their business, but then they never let their consumers know that abruptly it was going to be deleted and something else redownloaded. Do you have any opinion about that?
I do, and you're absolutely right. The users should have been notified multiple times that this was going to happen, the day it was going to happen on, because they knew ahead of time. And then what would be installed on your computer to help protect you from cyber criminals getting back into your system once Kaspersky was removed. But they didn't do that. Apparently, they said they sent an email out, meaning one email, saying that this was going to happen, but with no hard and fast information.
Right, because somebody could have chosen something other than the alternative of what was downloaded. Like, you know, if they wanted to choose, a different software company for antiviral protection.
But and if you didn't uninstall Kaspersky, you received the Ultra AV software as well.
Okay.
And what, did they consider it like a similar brand?
Right,
is that what like, is it the same price? And they're just saying, well, you can't have Kaspersky, so here's Skamersky.
Yeah, I'm confused why they picked that one.
Yeah, so they didn't give you any options, which was one of the problems. So Ultra AV, a Pango company in the United States, is a relative unknown in the antivirus industry.
Yeah.
I personally couldn't find any reviews or recommendations for it online.
Boy, that's not saying good things.
Right, like it's what not. If somebody wants Norton? Like what should their next steps be now if they have this Ultra AV, but they really want to switch to a more well-known, like, you know, Norton's the first one that pops into my mind. Like, what should they do?
Exactly.
Yeah, you could get rid of this, right?
Yeah, you can get rid of it. You should uninstall this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my recommendation would be you cancel the credit card that you use for Kaspersky, because that's already been sent to Pango.
Yeah.
And they will automatically be renewing your subscription to their AV. Now, even if they say they won't, who knows what could happen when your subscription comes up for renewal. They could just say, and then you could fight for your money for months. So the best thing would be to cancel it. If you don't want the Ultra AV, which I don't know why anybody would want it, you cancel your credit card, you uninstall Ultra AV, and then Ultra VPN, in case that was installed on your computer as well, and then pay for and download, or just download a new antivirus program of your choosing.
So that's the way to do it then. That makes the most sense, I think, is the canceling the card. Just shut it down, shut off the source of funding, you know, and say, hey, you know, we're just going to be done so that nobody can build that card again. And then just start anew and then get out of the Ultra, whatever it was, Ultra AV.
Ultra AV and Ultra VPN. If you had a Kaspersky VPN, you automatically got the Ultra VPN when the system was, let's call it, migrated. Actually, just when you got forced into it, actually.
Are any of your clients coming forward towards you saying, oh my goodness, this happened? Like, are you hearing from people individually?
Well, our clients know, because we've never stood behind Kaspersky.
Oh, right. You're so good. Sorry.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this Russian company for years, and it finally caught up with them. But there are many consumers that are now they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and they don't understand what happened. So now they need to take a step back, see what's happened on their computer, and then make some changes, some proactive changes to actually get protected again, I think. So the thing about this, one of the things about this is I've been trying to get to their website from my business computers.
Yeah, go check it out online.
And on my business computers, it's not looking very good, because if I go to Ultra Secure AV, my protection stopped me saying this domain is blocked because it's associated with phishing and deception.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's not. It doesn't say much about this company. I don't know where their office is, but I wouldn't expect a return call.
Right. So.
And then if I try to go to the Ultra VPN website, it tells me the domain is blocked and it's associated with a proxy and filter avoidance category.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
I think if anybody's dealing with this and they're listening right now, you should contact David Snell of XSmart IT in Wareham, because he knows how to protect himself as well as his clients, because this is really interesting. This is the first time I'm actually learning about this. And so it kind of baffles me from a consumer point of view to just think about a product dropping all of their customers.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of some companies, you know, when they go out of business and they sell their lists, but this is different. You know, like, I guess, like, you know, like if you were like a Borders company and then all of a sudden they, what are they? They sell the Borders all to like Barnes and Noble.
Yeah,
and
I feel like they disclose.
They probably did. Or a pharmacy closes and then your stuff goes to CVS or something like that.
Right.
But hey, you know, you just wake up on your computer and there's this new, you know, an item there that you didn't want, you know, that could be a cause for concern, especially when they're going to keep billing you.
And computers are so personal.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you thought that you had Kaspersky installed to protect you, and all of a sudden it's no longer there, and there's a new Ultra AV antivirus on there, the first thought should be that, oh no, I've got malware. Someone got into my computer. Got to get this cleaned up.
Yeah, because you wouldn't know what that was. Okay. All right, David's got the full blog. David, where do people go to read more?
Folks can go to xsmartit.com, click on my blog link. You get links, and I don't recommend people go to the Ultra AV website.
No, I was going
to
say, don't try going there. Yeah, don't go there, Beth.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm watching myself now.
All right, good, yeah. All right, go to David's blog, right?
That's right, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
xsmartit.com.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too. David Snell, xsmartit.com.